There were a few rough moments this week, and that'll continue. And if I'm honest, I've been a little scared. But there was also an epiphany. All I can do is man up, change the things I can change, accept the things I can't, and try to figure out which are which. It's my unconventional life, struggling. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it is kind of a personal ad. But most of all, it's about navigating the treacherous waters of love, sex, and relationships in 2017. Sponsored by absolutely no one. Every week, I detail my own journey and discuss my own untraditional views and aspirations in that world. Whatever the topic, whoever the guest, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in 2017? So Eri had a moment of clarity earlier this week while she was still in Japan and feeling better physically. She told me it was the first time she hadn't felt sick or had a headache for 3 months. It really hasn't been an easy pregnancy for her. I guess I'd never really thought about that side of things. Anyway, she said she wanted to talk to me about our relationship because she didn't know how long the mental clarity would last. She said she was sorry for some of the horrible things she'd said to me over the last few months, that oftentimes it wasn't really her, and most of the time she just doesn't know who she is anymore. Oftentimes she doesn't even feel the same way in an hour's time. She said that she's had doubts about the decision to do this with me, thinking perhaps she should have done it with an ex-boyfriend that she'd known a lot longer. But then she thought that perhaps they would have come across some of the same issues we have. I'm not sure. As always, I do believe that if you can separate a parenting relationship from a romantic one, you'll be much more emotionally stable to deal with both. Because I think a lot of the issues are from us being in a romantic relationship, trying to figure that out, at the same time as dealing with the parenting issues. And it's just too much a lot of the time. She used to be someone who had a strong grip on her life and didn't worry about too much. But now she's anxious about almost everything. About her mum having a cough, about my involvement in the parenting process as my work commitment gets bigger moving forward, that I might die. Which, to be fair, isn't a completely irrational concern for her, because in the past she had a fiancé who died on a plane ride when he was away, so you'd have to think that would have an effect on her psyche. But she's had therapy and says that she's moved on. What also caused it was that after a dreadful red eye, where I couldn't sleep and was already jet-lagged, I slept for 12 hours when I finally got to my hotel room. So when she texted me, and I didn't reply for nearly that long, you could see why her mind might wander. She also told me that she realised we should have waited a year before moving forward, like I'd originally suggested. That again, there were times she felt she'd made a mistake by moving forward with me, and that maybe I felt like I'd made a mistake too. And I don't know why, but the idea that she felt that way did give me some reassurance. Just because I know I'm not completely happy with the relationship, so I'm glad she realised that and kind of felt the same way. I wasn't sure how her thoughts pertain to monogamy or our relationship going forward, but it certainly seemed like a good sign. It made me feel so much better that we could have some kind of genuine, honest communication. I resolved to see how long it would last, and again, like she said, she didn't know. I felt, however, that the epiphany came from having some space from me. And especially after hanging out and talking to her friends, just like when I talked to my friend last week. Again, I think a lot of this is being in too much of an intensive relationship. Time apart with other people is definitely needed, but seemingly much harder to achieve. She seems to have very little interest, as she feels so rotten most of the time. Anyway, once she got back, things almost immediately went right back to the way they were before. I was on the road, She texted when she'd landed in the US. I texted when I went to bed to make sure she'd got home okay, but she didn't see it until I was asleep, and so when she replied and then called at 2 a.m, I was asleep. So when I got up to pee and saw it, half asleep, I texted to say I was okay, but then she texted back that she was upset that I hadn't called her, which bugged the fuck out of me because I was irritable from only a couple of hours sleep and knowing that I had to be up in another couple of hours to get my flight. So, unable to sleep, of course, I called her. And then she got even more upset, saying she was feeling insecure, bringing up how I told her how unhappy I was in the past being monogamous, and how she worried that I had someone else I wanted to date. I mean, how do you have that conversation over the phone at 2:30 a.m. on 2 hours sleep? I mean, she gets upset when I don't even say anything. And it just destroys my will to live to constantly hear that I'm not doing this or I'm not doing that. And after a while of hearing that you're not good enough, you just tap out. Anyway, after a while she seemed to lose focus in the conversation, couldn't even really remember what we were arguing about in the first place. I mean, it's everything that I wanted to avoid in a traditional relationship. And after I hung up, I sat there in my hotel room looking morbidly into the city lights outside my window, feeling absolutely miserable. I get it. She's pregnant. She has hormonal mood swings. But it's hard to just ignore and blow off when it's such an integral part of my life and there's so little else and I feel totally helpless to do anything to change it. I'd wanted to talk to her about seeing a therapist anyway, as everyone I'd mentioned the idea to, including her best friend, told me it was a good idea. But when I brought it up, she just got more upset, saying I should see a therapist. I don't know. I was really struggling with this. At times, I felt on the verge of breaking down. I felt like I was seeing the beginning of the breakdown of our relationship, and she seemed either unwilling or unable to do anything about it. I reached out to some friends for emotional support during the week, which really did help. But I hate the person I've become. Shell of myself. I'm the exact person I was in the past and did everything in my power to avoid. I feel sensitive to everything now. And in some ways I've shut off any honest, deep communication with Eri nearly completely, which of course she's noticed. And it's affecting every aspect of my life. I'll be honest. There's times I'm very scared. If I look back on my life, I truly believe 90% of the unhappiness in my life has come from being in relationships that I didn't want to be in, which again is why I've avoided them or tried to avoid them so much. I wish I could get better at handling this. I wish I could just let it all go and not be so sensitive, but it's how I'm hardwired seemingly. But the bottom line is whatever we're feeling, we have the future happiness of another human being completely dependent on us. And we have to find a way to make this work. People keep telling me it'll get better once the kid's born and her emotions stabilize. But then the plan is to try to have another kid so our first kid has someone to play with. I'm just clinging on to that hope, though, that eventually she'll go back to being who she was before. And as importantly, willing to live by the terms of the contract that we signed before we move forward this. I know, it's not a good advertisement for parenting partnerships, perhaps, at this point. But maybe it's just an indication that it is best to keep them platonic. I don't know. I do love her. And I'm happy to be having a kid with her. But all this other stuff has just clouded and torn away at those feelings. And perhaps that's what I hate most about it. We had a second ultrasound this month. I won't be posting the pics of that on social media. It was more realistic this time. You could make out the shape of a baby, about 3 inches long. You could see arms and legs. It made me feel a little squeamish, though, as it looked like an alien, and I thought, what if it comes out looking like that? Eri seemed genuinely ecstatic to see it, though, even if she is still suffering from sickness and headaches a little, but way more, seems absolutely exhausted nearly all the time. Look, I really don't know what to say. When we're together, things seem fine, if a little intense because we're together so much when I'm back, and so much of her happiness seems to fall on me. But when we're apart, I feel anxious and miserable because, well, look, I've fucking said it all enough. and then being so tired or sick, she has no interest in seeing her friends or doing much either. Then, we were supposed to have a second series of genetic blood tests for Down syndrome and stuff, but because of her insurance, they're supposed to cost $1,100, which is just a fucking disgrace. I mean, the healthcare system here is a fucking joke. But to be honest, she said at this stage of her pregnancy, she wouldn't have an abortion anyway, so what's the point in even doing the tests? I guess I've got to put this in the things I can't do much about category. I don't want to go on about the other moments I've had this week, listing the things I felt attacked for, because, well, fuck it. God, I'm so sorry about unloading all of this, but I just need to be honest. I feel that's the one thing that I can and have to cling to. My truth. Eri's struggling too. This isn't easy on either of us. And she isn't a bad person, any more than I'm not either. If anything, it's just a sign that this insular notion of the secular family, one man, one woman versus the world, it's a very difficult and dangerous proposition to try to make work. Which is exactly why I wanted to avoid it. Well, have a good fucking week, after that diatribe of self-loathing and melancholy. Anyway, I'm going to ride my bike to the gym. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful 78 degrees here in Southern California. I'm healthy. I have a beautiful, kind parenting partner and a miraculous baby growing inside her. There are many positives in my world. God, please help me to see them. And I'll see you next week. That's another week gone. What have I learned? And what peace have I found? Cheers for taking the time to listen to the podcast. Drop me a line at myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions and hopefully some joy. But until then, wherever you are and whoever you're with, try to be kind. To others, but as much to yourself. We're all fighting our own battle. Lead with love.